Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to perfect your bend and snap.
Sun's up, it's a little after 12. Make breakfast for myself. Leave the work for someone else.
A distinctive production of Legally Blonde Jr. is coming to the Catherine A. Hickman Theater in Gulfport. I'm Radio St. Pete's student reporter, Lauren McHugh, and earlier I had the pleasure of sitting down with Corey Phelps, the artistic director of the traveling group Destination Theater. Joining us as well was Catherine Juarez, the director of community relations for the Bully Centers, which is a rehabilitative nonprofit based out of St. Pete. Together, Destination Theater and the Bully Centers have collaborated to bring the iconic tale of Elle Woods to the Berg.
Destination Theater is headquartered out of Atlanta. We started January 2021. At the height of the pandemic, my wife and I, Amy Duffy, looked at each other and we said, we have to figure out how to do theater again. We hadn't done theater for a year or more. And we said, how do we do this and how do we do it safely? And we looked at each other and said, let's start our own theater company. We want it to be a touring company. And for this first year, we want to do most things outside. So we picked a show, which was How I Became a Pirate. It's a kids musical. It toured to 5 different states in summer of 2021 to primarily outdoor locations. And the Bully Centers actually ended up being one of those locations that we toured to as our favorite audience we had all summer long. And then as far as St. Pete goes, I grew up here in St. Pete. I went to Osceola High School.
And, no kidding.
Yeah.
I actually went to Seminole High School. So.
Oh, cool. Okay, well, we don't get along.
I know.
Uh-oh. So I went to Osceola. I was the drama club president there for a little while, and I actually have my 10-year reunion on Friday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Full circle.
So that segues me into my next question. Why did you partner with the Bully Centers?
Oh, well, I actually have a cousin who is one of the clients here at the Bully Centers, and we went, just knowing him and coming here and performing our pirate show, they were the best audience we had all summer long. So it was, and they, you know, it was a rowdy audience. They were laughing and just so engaged in the project and in the performance, and they loved the actors that we said we have to do something with them. And we were inspired when we learned that after our pirate show, the clients actually launched their own talent show. They were inspired by us, therefore we were inspired by them. And then we reached out to Catherine and Kevin, the CEO, and we said, what's this look like? How do we partner more? And then, you know, jump forward 6 or 8 months and we have Legally Blonde Jr. opening in a week and a half.
Catherine, would you like to embellish on that a little bit?
Yeah, so it was, you know, it was really an organic thing. I think like Corey said, you know, they were bringing theater to, you know, different places in the United States, and we were fortunate enough to be, you know, one of their stops. In fact, we actually had to reschedule because there was a threat of a hurricane.
Yeah,
so we rescheduled it for a little bit later in the week, but he and his crew were so accommodating. It was, in fact, we did it right here on campus, and it was really the first foray back out into, like, public, if you will, even though it was on campus, but to have an event for our clients and frankly some of our staff too. So it was exciting because we were all itching to get out and kind of have a feeling of normalcy. So in walks Destination Theater with this great show right before us. You know, there was a lot of interaction and it just, it was just a really good fit. It just felt right. So the conversation kind of in the background was taking place, you know, and our clients a couple months later did this talent show like Corey said. And we just realized that there was a place for this here. And it was something that, you know, we didn't know what it would look like. I don't know if you knew, Corey, exactly what it would look like. But
no.
Here we are, as Corey said, like a week or so out from a show.
Granted, it is such an iconic story. Why did you guys choose Legally Blonde?
Well, the trick was finding something that wasn't so much what you would... We're dealing with adults, right? And we didn't want to do a show that was geared towards children necessarily, and the show has adult conversations and adult themes, and is a story of a woman who doesn't totally believe in herself, and then at the end is standing on her own 2 feet and is independent and self-sufficient. And that's one of the missions of the Bully Centers, is for these clients to be self-sufficient on their own. And so Legally Blonde was this high energy, fun, exciting show, And who doesn't love a bend and snap? Am I right?
Catherine?
Yeah, so we really have to credit Destination Theater with the choosing of the title. And as this process has evolved, it's, you know, it's come to light that it's an even better fit than maybe we at Boley Center saw. But, you know, our clientele, we have four distinctive populations. We have services for adults who have major mental disabilities. We serve veterans, individuals and families who have been homeless, and youth. But the clients who are involved in this show, like Corey said, they're adults, and they are our more traditional population of adults with major mental illnesses. So as Corey and I were talking right before we started this interview today, you know, the parallels to the lives of the people who are in the show, the people we serve, are coming to light. And so again, I have to go back to crediting Destination Theater with choosing the title, but they did one heck of a job.
Thanks.
Why do you think that the telling of this story is so important in today's world? And what message do you hope to send to young girls of all around?
Oh, that's a great question. And it's one of many answers, I think. When we look at the population we're serving with Legally Blonde Jr., the actors in the show, it kind of goes back to what I just said, is that idea of standing on your own 2 feet and saying that I did this. I am proud of what I did. I know I walked through life with struggles, but I got through them and I committed to it. And therefore I reaped the benefits. I saw the reward. As far as the audience coming, I think this is going to be probably the most inspiring version of Legally Blonde you'll have ever seen. The cast has worked tirelessly every morning to put the show on. And we only work with them 3 hours a day in the morning, and they've done that we're now in our third week. And as of today, the entire show is blocked. So we are,
yay,
we're right where we're supposed to be.
All right. How are you guys ramping up
for
production?
Well, we have our set crew and our painting crew and our props crew working outside and getting, doing the set decoration and getting our costumes ready and that kind of thing. And actors tried on costumes for the first time today, and you could just tell, like, the characters kind of fell into place, and it was really exciting. And then we did a step through of the show today, and everybody knows their choreography, knows their lyrics. So we're getting there, you know. And now the next step is moving to the Catherine A. Hickman Theater in Gulfport and making sure we can adjust to what it looks like to be under the lights, put your mics on, and perform.
Can you tell us who funded this production?
Yes, absolutely. We had kind of seed money was early on. We had a very generous donation from Integrity Property Services here in St. Pete. And then from there, we had some private donors in the community. And then we have an auxiliary fundraising group at Boley Centers called the Boley Angels, who also gave money. And then we received a nice grant from the Community Foundation of Tampa Bay. So all these hands together are making this dream come true.
How can our listeners find out more?
So you can go to destinationtheater.org, and under our productions tab, click on Legally Blonde Jr., and then you'll find all of the information as well as the ticketing for our June 2nd and 3rd performances, 2 of them at 7 o'clock and then Friday at 2 p.m.
That was Corey Phelps and Catherine Warris for Legally Blonde. Doors open at the Catherine A. Hickman Theater at 7 p.m. on Thursday, June 2nd and 2 p.m. on Friday, June 3rd. Tickets will be available at the door, where they will also be accepting donations for those who are interested. For more information, you can visit their websites at www.destinationtheater.org. Now remember, that is theater with an R-E. And www.boleycenters.org. I'm Lauren McHugh, your Radio St. Pete student reporter.